For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. What a rally it was last night for the Vikings in Chicago.
It is a run-pass option. McCarthy takes off to the right.
Stand
to
out.
The 10.
Pass.
Stutter steps at the 5. Touchdown! He's J.J. McCarthy, and he runs for a Vikings touchdown.
Paul Allen and Pete Bursich last night on KFAN and the Vikings Radio Network, part of a 21-point fourth quarter for Minnesota as the Vikings rally to beat the Bears 27-24.
I'm so proud of our team. I'm proud of, I think, days like this kind of affirm a lot of the things that, we really feel are important with our organization.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. Last night was the debut of his rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy.
Obviously, it's huge to come out of one of these games with a win. You know, divisional opponent, very tough opponent. You know, I thought they did a tremendous job and played very hard and played well. Got to give a lot of credit to the defense. You know, they bailed us out in that first half. You know, they were throwing a lot of things at us defensively, and defense stuck in there, and especially on the special team side, too. You know, that field goal unit, that punt return unit, Jug, you know, I think it was 119 all-purpose yards, and, you know, that's just tremendous from a young guy like that to step up. But there's a lot of things we got to clean up. You know, got to be better on third down, and, we're on to Atlanta now.
Vikings host Atlanta next Sunday night. Sunday Night Football at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Twins beat the Angels last night 12-3. Austin Martin, he's batting leadoff.
I felt good. Buck is still coming back from his knee, and I just wanted to, just try my best to step up and put this team in a good position to win a game.
Twins have won two in a row, including the 12-3 win last night in L.A. The Lynx are at Indiana tonight at 6:30. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.